if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Well, luckily this was delayed a few days because I was going to go into a tirade about the Koran and the toilet incident, but I guess now I would just have to retract it anyway, right? Just kidding, no. First of all, while you are hearing all over the mainstream news about retraction this and retraction that, by the way, this is the first time that I can remember where the retraction of a story has gotten more coverage than the actual story. Oh, wait, maybe not. How about the Bush Texas Air National Guard retraction that got a lot of coverage as well? But don't forget that while we in the U.S. mainland here are talking about retractions and wondering whose heads in Newsweek are going to roll, there are still human rights and civil rights being violated in Guantanamo Bay on a daily basis. Korans in the toilet or not. And while we are on the subject, let's take a look at that retraction in question, shall we? In no report have I read does anyone say that it did not occur, and considering what we already know has gone on down there already, it seems like at least a possibility. Also, when Newsweek first admitted that maybe the story didn't have enough legs to really be considered reliable over the last weekend, and apologized but came short of an actual retraction, and said that there would be a thorough investigation as to whether or not the allegations were actually true. Then, the White House press secretary, Scott McClellan, starts going all over the press saying how irresponsible the story was with the protests and the deaths and all the stuff around the world. And abracadabra, by the end of the day on Monday, Newsweek officially retracts the story, which basically ends any further investigation. Anybody think that there was any pressure being applied anywhere along the line? Well, it certainly smells like, and the story certainly sounds like, it was substantiated at least as much, if not more so, than CBS's National Guard story. How soon do you think that things will be shaken up in the front offices at Newsweek? I'm thinking by week's end we'll begin to see some heads rolling. But how many and how high? How high up the chain of command? I'm sure that the political pressure will cause more firings at Newsweek than they did courts-martial in the Abu Ghraib abuses. And then we got pictures of those. I guess we'll need to see photos of the Koran floating in a Guantanamo toilet before any investigation takes place. But, according to the original article, Newsweek found out about this because of word from a senior anonymous government official. I wonder what's happening to that official right now, or what may be happening to his or her family. I'm sure that we'll never know, and may never hear from him or her again. Oh well, why should we be surprised at anything that has happened throughout this administration? Abu Ghraib, and what we have already heard for certain has gone on in Guantanamo. And no, I'm not going to say Gitmo, because that's how the right-wing neocons like to make it all sound all kick-ass and macho. But what we've already heard goes on down there should already be enough to make us realize that religious freedom in the U.S. has become a, shall we say, flexible term. Well, once again, thank you very much for listening. If you have any comments, wizarddan55@hotmail.com, or again, go to the blog, wzrdexile.blogspot.com. We'll see you next time, hopefully very soon. And you all have a great day. Enjoy yourselves and each other. Bye.
Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a war.